This weekend, a Great Barrington, Massachusetts nonprofit that offers arts education to the disabled community in the Berkshires and upstate New York holds its annual gala. Near the heart of downtown Great Barrington are the offices of Community Access to the Arts. In a studio just above the Triplex Cinema, colorful paintings created by CADA participants pop out from the white walls.
We work with 800 people with disabilities all across Berkshire County and also Columbia County, New York as well.
That's Margaret Keller, CADA's CEO. She's held the position for 6 years.
We're partnering with residences, day habilitation programs, schools, and nursing homes in order to reach as many people with disabilities across our community as possible to provide them with really powerful arts opportunities.
The needs of the audience CADA serves range broadly.
Many of the people that we serve have developmental or intellectual disabilities. Many also have physical challenges and physical disabilities as well.
Many of the people who pay to take CADA courses are adults.
But we have also really worked to expand in recent years our work with young people with disabilities in the community. We have really strong partnerships with 7 public school districts in Berkshire County so that we can serve students with disabilities, students in special education programs across Berkshire County. And our work goes all the way from these young people up to elders in our community, because we also have strong partnerships with 6 different elder care facilities, nursing homes, where we're serving people with Alzheimer's and dementia and other challenges.
Alongside its core of 7 full-time staffers, CADA employs 25 faculty artists who teach programs in everything from painting and drawing to modern dance and theater at the nonprofit's partners.
This is CADA's 26th year, and I'm happy to say that many of our relationships are really longstanding. Some of them date back to the very beginning of CADA in 1993, when our founder, Sandy Newman, began CADA out of her living room.
Keller says some of CADA's most important relationships are with the county's cultural institutions.
We work with Shakespeare and Company, we work with the Mount, we work with the Clark Art Institute to put on really vibrant, dynamic public art exhibits, performances, and readings that engage our larger community in this work and that help to shine a spotlight on the talents of our CADA artists.
Shakespeare and Company is playing host to this weekend's gala, which features performances in music, dance, theater, and comedy from over 50 CADA artists. While it's a big date in the nonprofit's calendar, it has events scheduled throughout the county all summer long, including a pair of art shows.
Every single CADA artist who has produced a piece of visual artwork over the course of our program year has a piece that is selected for inclusion in one of those 2 shows. It's curated, it is professionally matted and framed, and exhibited either at the Clark Art Institute or the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts.
It's a big year for the nonprofit. For the first time, its yearly operating budget has cracked 7 figures. And the Massachusetts Nonprofit Network selected CADA as a finalist for the 2019 Nonprofit Excellence Award in the collaboration category.
We're also thinking really hard about facilities and what we need in order to sustain the work that we're doing right now, just looking at the growth that we have achieved over the last 5-10 years, and then looking forward. We're looking at what kind of space do we need to support this work, and we are in the quiet phase of our first ever capital campaign. So we'll have a lot more to say about that in the next few months.
In the meantime, CADA's annual performances take place at 5 p.m. Saturday and 1 p.m. Sunday at Shakespeare and Company's Tina Packer Playhouse in Lenox. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.